Welcome to the Teachpreneur Marketing Made Easy podcast. Let's get started. This episode of the Teachpreneur Marketing Made Easy podcast is brought to you by my email setup program. If you're looking to get yourself set up on ConvertKit, head to teachwithfergie.com/email setup. Totally free of charge, I will connect your new ConvertKit account to your website, either WordPress or Blogger, download two complete automations into your account, which will include sequences, tags, and lead magnets, and put automations in place so that you can set it and forget it. As a podcast listener, you'll also receive 2 months free of ConvertKit service. Simply mention the podcast. With this groundwork in place, we can just duplicate the elements to fit your needs. It's really quite straightforward once you have the elements set up and can see how everything works together. Going forward, I'm happy to help you create additional lead magnets, sequences, automations, anything else that you need to keep your email marketing going smoothly. When you're ready for me to set up your account and reimburse your first 2 months of service, head to teachwithfergie.com/email setup. Now let's get to today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back. Thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate it. On today's episode, what we're going to be covering are Facebook ad audiences. Now, we've talked about getting our ads started. We've talked about a few other things to do with Facebook, including the pixel. But we also need to cover the audience, because when you're doing your ad set, you need to choose who is going to be receiving your ad. And that's obviously the most important thing. Now, Facebook always gets talked about how powerful it is, right? I'm sure you've heard Facebook is an amazing advertising platform. And that's all because of the audience and how targeted we can get. It is pretty amazing how targeted you can get with a Facebook ad audience. So in today's episode, we're gonna be covering the three main types of audiences. You're gonna have your cold audience, you're gonna have your custom audience, and you're gonna have your lookalike audience. So first up, the cold audience. The cold audience is an audience of people who you are not familiar with and who are not familiar with you. Now, the cold audience is very important because we want to get new people into our world. So we need to be targeting people who are unfamiliar with us, right, to bring in new people. So that's where Facebook's ad targeting shows its potential, shows how strong it really is, because we can pinpoint exactly who we want seeing our ads. If we want to have women between the age of 30 to 40 who like cats and monster truck rallies, we can do that. If we want secondary school teachers who enjoy going for long walks on the beach and pina coladas, we can manage that as well. If we're looking for guys between the age of 40 and 50 who like bodybuilding, small puppies, and tea, no problem. So the point of this is that we can target people based on exactly what they like. Because the scary thing is, Facebook knows more about us than we probably know about ourselves, because they have means of gathering data outside of Facebook, which people don't really get. The idea that Facebook partners with a lot of other companies and people to gather data about you. So they know a ton about you, including your browser history, what kind of web pages you go to, things you buy online. If you buy online, one of the main things we can target when we're looking for things online is, are you an online shopper, right? And Facebook doesn't obviously know that organically, so it needs to get that information from somewhere else, and that's where the third-party websites come in. So they know a ton about us. So we need to target very specifically, because the way that Facebook ads work is that you pay for your impressions. It doesn't matter if it looks like you're setting up your account for conversions or clicks, you are paying for impressions, which means that if you send out 1,000 impressions, you are going to pay for those 1,000 impressions, even if nobody clicks, even if no one looks, you're going to pay for those 1,000 impressions. So we want to make those impressions count. We want to get those 1,000 impressions in front of people who are actually interested, so we have a better chance of people clicking and purchasing and getting on our email list, etc. So we're going to hyper target our audience. So now, as sellers of educational materials, how do we think we want to target? Well, we want to target people who are teachers, obviously. So I'm going to use myself as an example. I am a high school science teacher. So if you're trying to target me, you would target high school science teacher, obviously, right? So when you're doing your audience selection, in the first box, you're going to click it and you're going to type teacher. But teacher's too broad. Okay, we don't want necessarily teacher, so maybe teacher of science or science teacher. And you're gonna get as many things as you can that relate directly to science teachers. That can be teacher of science, that can be secondary science teacher, that can be middle school science teacher, that can be middle school, high school teacher. So we're gonna try to get as specific as we can to the high school teacher, and we're gonna try to get as many of those options filled so we can build our initial audience as large as possible. So you're gonna have about four or five things in that first box for audience. You're then gonna go down to the next one and you're gonna say narrow. So you're gonna choose the narrow option and you're gonna try to narrow your audience down a little bit, because being a high school teacher is great, but we can narrow it down even further. Now, if you're gonna be buying online, potentially what we want is for them to already be aware of Teachers Pay Teachers, because you're gonna buy from places and people that you're already aware of. Okay? So if we're gonna buy from Teachers Pay Teachers, we can target people who know Teachers Pay Teachers. So in the narrow field, you're gonna write down Teachers Pay Teachers, because they're a large company and they're gonna be found in that section. So you're gonna type Teachers Pay Teachers and you're gonna narrow it down by that. And if you can think of anything else that relates to buying things online, you can add that to that Teachers Pay Teachers section as well. Then you're gonna go to the third column and you gotta think of another thing, another narrowed option, so that you can target people specifically to what you're looking at. So what's another thing that we could possibly do to narrow down our targeting? Well, maybe people who buy online, because we want to put our ads in front of people who buy things online, right? We're very interested in that. So you can target this multiple ways. If you type in online shopper, if you type in credit card user, if you type in active credit card user, active online shopper, all these things, and then go to suggestions and give you a whole bunch of other ones. And you can target all those. Try to get as many in as you can, because we're trying to, you know, we're trying to cast our net, not a huge net, but not a super hyper focused net. We're trying to get a net that encompasses people who are interested in our products potentially. And then, of course, you can also select age and location. So if you want to have people just in the US, or maybe you want to exclude the US, but you can locate based on where they are. And then, of course, like I was saying, age. Now, in my trials, I found that the best age for buying is 35 to 55. That gives us the best range. And also female. Females, I found with my past Facebook ads, have clicked more and purchased more than males have. So I generally target for females between the age of 35 and 55. Those are people that are most likely to click and to buy our products in the future. But the thing is, you need to try out on your own, okay? You need to find out exactly which audience type works best for you and go with that. So that means you're gonna have to do some testing, you have to spend a little bit of money to figure out which audience is most optimal for you. But there is another trick that we can do that, and I'll come back to that in 1 second. The next kind of audience we can have is our custom audience. Our custom audience is going to be an audience of people who already know, like, and trust us. And there's two main ways we can do this. First of all, we can make a custom audience based off of people who have visited our website using our Facebook pixel, which I spoke about a couple episodes back. So if you set up your Facebook pixel on your website and you create a custom audience on Facebook for the people who activate that pixel, you can target to those particular people. And this is a very, very strong, strong audience, right? Because these people have already visited your website. So they obviously already liked something about you, something about what you did appealed to them, and they took time out of their day to actually access that information. So this is a very targeted group already. This is definitely a group that you should be targeting in your ads. The other kind of custom audience is from your email list. And a lot of people don't know this, but if you have an email marketing list, you can download your CSV file and upload it directly to Facebook. And Facebook will then cross-reference the emails on that list with emails of people who have signed up for Facebook, and they will create an audience from that as well. Now, if you have 10,000 people on your email list, you're probably only gonna get about 4,000 or 5,000 people in Facebook, because obviously some people use different emails for the Facebook, and Facebook won't be able to know that information. So you're gonna have to just take about 50% of those people, maybe a little bit less, and that'll be your audience. But again, this is super targeted because these people already know you, and if you put an ad in front of them, this is what you call your warm or your hot audience. So those are our custom audiences. The last type of audience is lookalike audience. And when Facebook first rolled out lookalike audiences, they weren't great. Their targeting, their algorithm wasn't fantastic, and lookalikes didn't do so well. But now, after years of tweaking, lookalike audiences are fantastic. And what are lookalike audiences? Well, they're audiences that look like another audience, typically a custom audience. So what you want to do is you want to create a custom audience, generally from your email list or people who visit your website, because these people are already hyper-targeted, right? And then you're going to create a lookalike of these people. I generally pick people in the US, and I pick about the 1%. So it comes out to about 1 million people. So there's a huge audience. So even if your custom audience is only 100, 200 people, although preferably you'd like to have it at least 500 people to give Facebook enough data. But if you have at least a couple hundred people, you can make a custom audience, excuse me, a lookalike audience of your custom audience. And these people are gonna be like your custom audience in many ways. They're gonna have similar likes, they're gonna have similar dislikes, they're gonna visit certain web pages, they're gonna be online shoppers or not online shoppers, they're gonna follow certain pages and so on. They are going to look like the people on your list. So now this is still a cold audience, right? Even though it looks like your hot audience, it is not your hot audience, because hot audience means they already are aware of you. So now what you need to do is you need to put these people into the cold audience camp, but cold audience with potential. These people have a lot of similar attributes as your warm audience and hot audience. So there's a better chance that they're gonna fall into the same type of ideal that we're looking for. However, as I said, you gotta keep in mind, this is still a cold audience that you are targeting to, and you need to take proper steps. If you have any questions, send me an email, devin@teachwithfergie.com. Of course, I greatly appreciate it if you'd subscribe to this podcast, leave me some feedback, leave me a rating. It's the best way for me to get the podcast in front of other people. Once again, have a great day, and I'll speak to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.